Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Billion Dollar Loser by Reeves Wiedemann is a reported narrative of how WeWork, once celebrated as a revolutionary real estate and community company, became one of the most talked about corporate flameouts of the startup era. Centered on co-founder Adam Neumann, the book follows WeWork from scrappy beginnings through meteoric fundraising, a near-mythic cultural aura, and a valuation that seemed to defy basic business logic. Wiedemann places the story inside the broader venture capital boom, where soft interest rates and abundant capital rewarded rapid expansion, bold storytelling, and grand visions of changing the world. Rather than treating the collapse as a single bad decision, the book traces how incentives, governance gaps, and a cult of charisma built pressure into the system. The result is a cautionary tale about ambition and belief, and an accessible guide to how modern startups can grow faster than their underlying fundamentals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a charismatic founder and a story that sold the future. A central thread is how Adam Neumann's charisma helped turn a straightforward business into a movement narrative. WeWork was fundamentally a company that leased office space long-term and sublet it short-term, then layered design, services, and community on top. The book highlights how Neumann and his team framed that model not as real estate arbitrage, but as a platform for human connection, creativity, and even social transformation. This framing mattered because it attracted talent, press, and investors eager for the next category-defining winner. Wiedemann explores how founder mythology can be constructed through big claims, bold aesthetics, and relentless optimism, and how this can create a feedback loop. Belief attracts money, money funds expansion, expansion amplifies belief. The topic also shows the double edge of vision. A compelling story can unite employees and accelerate partnerships, but it can also discourage dissent and minimize operational concerns. As expectations rise, internal narratives can drift from measurable performance into identity and destiny, making it harder to correct course when reality pushes back. Secondly, hypergrowth economics and the hidden risks of the WeWork model. Wiedemann details how WeWork's expansion strategy magnified both opportunity and fragility. The company grew by signing long-term leases or management agreements, spending heavily to renovate spaces, and then selling memberships with much shorter commitments. In a strong market, this can look like a powerful engine, fill buildings quickly, open new locations, and reinvest capital into the next wave. The book emphasizes that the same structure can become hazardous when occupancy dips or when external funding tightens. Lease obligations stay fixed while membership revenue is variable, and rapid rollout creates major upfront costs. WeWork's financial reporting and favored metrics often centered on growth signals like desk sales and community adoption, which can obscure the underlying cash burn and the durability of the unit economics. This topic also explores how the startup playbook of growth at all costs can misfit businesses with heavy, long-dated commitments. A software-style valuation narrative may not align with a model anchored in physical space, local operations, and cyclical demand, even when the brand and product experience feel modern. Thirdly, governance, control, and conflicts that accumulated over time. A major reason the WeWork saga resonated is that it revealed how governance can lag far behind valuation. The book discusses structures that concentrated control and reduced checks on leadership, including voting power arrangements and a board environment that struggled to constrain a powerful founder. As the company scaled, decisions with enormous financial consequences often depended on a small circle, and the line between founder interests and corporate interests could blur. Wiedemann also examines conflicts that drew scrutiny, such as related party transactions and side ventures, showing how they can erode trust even if they appear manageable during the boom. The broader point is that governance is not a formality reserved for mature public companies. It is a risk management system that becomes more vital as complexity and capital increase. When a company is funded by ever larger rounds, weak oversight can amplify errors and normalize exceptional behavior. This topic helps readers see how incentives across founders, boards, and investors can converge on growth and valuation, while accountability mechanisms remain underbuilt until a crisis forces them into view. Fourthly, SoftBank, the capital flood, and valuation as a strategy. The book places WeWork inside an era when abundant capital, especially from SoftBank, reshaped startup dynamics. Instead of incremental funding tied tightly to milestones, WeWork received massive injections that encouraged rapid expansion and reinforced the idea that scale itself would solve structural problems. Wiedemann explores how a large investor can become a gravitational force, influencing strategy, pace, and even self-perception. With enough money, a company can buy growth, enter many markets at once, and outspend competitors, but it can also postpone hard questions about profitability and operational discipline. This topic also addresses valuation as a strategic tool. A high valuation can attract talent, partners, and additional investors, creating a halo effect that feels like proof of inevitability. Yet valuation is not performance, and when sentiment shifts, the gap between narrative and numbers can close violently. The WeWork story illustrates how the combination of a visionary founder, aggressive capital, and a receptive market can generate an escalating cycle that is difficult to stop voluntarily, because slowing down can look like weakness. Lastly, the failed IPO, the reckoning, and what the collapse revealed, Weidemann's account of the attempted initial public offering serves as the inflection point where private market optimism met public market scrutiny. As regulatory filings and analyst attention focused on losses, governance, and business fundamentals, the story that had propelled WeWork began to unravel. The topic covers how internal culture and external perception shifted quickly, moving from admiration to skepticism, and how leadership changes became inevitable. The fallout included a dramatic valuation reset and a rescue-style intervention that underscored how fragile the prior assumptions were. Beyond the headlines, the collapse reveals what happens when a company's identity is tightly bound to a founder and a growth narrative. Employees, landlords, and customers face uncertainty, and strategic options narrow. This section also draws out lessons for entrepreneurs and investors. Transparency matters, incentives shape behavior, and a compelling mission cannot substitute for coherent economics. The IPO process functions as a stress test, forcing standardized disclosure and comparison. WeWork's experience shows how companies can appear unstoppable in private markets, yet prove unready for the demands of public accountability and sustainable performance. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in startups, venture capital, corporate governance, and modern business culture, including founders, operators, investors, and anyone curious about how hype can reshape decision-making. It also works well for general readers who enjoy reported narratives that explain complex financial dynamics through people and events. The benefit is practical clarity. The WeWork story helps readers recognize how incentives, metrics, and funding environments influence behavior, and how a persuasive vision can both inspire execution and mask risk. You come away better equipped to evaluate growth claims, understand why governance matters early, and distinguish brand momentum from business durability. Compared with many startup books that focus on product innovation or heroic founder arcs, Billion Dollar Loser is valuable because it centers on a business where physical assets, leases, and cash flow constraints make the consequences of misalignment immediate and measurable. It connects the personal, cultural, and financial layers into one coherent cautionary tale. For buyers choosing among similar titles, this one is worth it for its reporting-driven perspective and its ability to translate a famous collapse into durable lessons about leadership, capital, and accountability. If you would like to support Reeves Weidemann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.